And now it's time for redos. And starting off the redos is Arya.
Time to turn the maple brilliant crimson. Time to turn the aspen sparkling gold. Time to tumble apples from their branches. Time to turn the breezes crisp and cold. A chill enfolds the countryside. Kiss the morning mist upon the meadows. Scent of wood smoke swirling in the air signals that it's high time for the harvest. Every pumpkin, peach, and prickly pear with ripe and fruit to bear. If you believe in who you were always meant to be, if you take my hand, come with me, and fly!
Part B, woohoo, redos.
Redos.
And starting off this section is Arya with If You Believe from the Tinkerbell Lost Treasure sequel?
Yes, sequel Tinkerbell and Lost Treasure.
All right, so we should explain how this is going to work again.
Sorry, sound effects on my side this time. Oh. Santa's coming.
Santa!
Sorry, Arya. Wait, you gotta wait for Santa. There's some interesting stuff in the blooper reel when you listen to that.
Wait, so do I keep going or do I wait for sound to pass?
No, keep going. Keep going. You can keep going. Okay. There'll be the sound effect in the background.
Okay. All right, well, basically, they were supposed to redo a song from a previous. I can't.
Santa drives by on a fire truck. What do you want?
I can't do it. Okay, sorry.
He's gone now. He's gone.
Come on, Zell.
He's going back to the North Pole. Get ready for Christmas.
Get the hell out of here, Santa. All right. Basically, what they were having to do was redo a song that they've done in the past that they thought they should have done better or that thought they were their weakest song. And then we are going to compare the two and then also compare how well they did compared to everybody else's comparisons or redos. So, yeah, on to the critique.
So, you get two scores this round.
Yes. This is something interesting for me because you're usually really good with your with cleaning up when you're mixing. I heard beats, clicks, and clearing the throat before 10 seconds in.
Yes, I know.
And that made me real sad because, like I said, you're really good with cleaning the stuff up. And then at 17 seconds, there was this weird T sound. I don't know if that was a backtrack or not. I like the emotion. And it sounded like you had more power in this version. And overall, it sounded better because I think you had better reverb on this one. And it made it sound a lot better mixed, aside from the little clicks and clearing. For some reason, I have two A vowels that, like, I didn't hear well. Like, either it's because they're at the beginning of the phrase and then you grew on it or something. But I have two notes where, like, the gold and a chill, when it was low, I couldn't really hear the A. I don't know what I meant with fly at 158.
Fly was probably one of her longer notes.
Right. And comparing from the two, I kind of like the softer end of the original compared to this one. That's actually one of my more weirder notes, I think. But yeah, you had more power and emotion in this one. And it had a better feel to it because I think of the reverb. So yeah. Who's after me? Ambie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're a little messed up on who's after who because we like did something funky with the ordering of things. But it's all good. So once again, sorry for Santa, by the way. Aria, I'm a little torn because there were aspects of the original I liked better than this and aspects of this I liked better than the original. Like, the one wasn't clearly better than the other for me, which is, I don't know. Because I liked your performance better in this one, and you had this great excitement and energy in overall. But again, your polishing on this was, I was stunned when I heard that. I had to actually like stop and go back and was like, did I just hear her clear her throat? And then I heard the T as the early T. It was kind of like, to time to start the, whatever the first word for a couple words are. I heard the extra T as well. And I was just confused as to why those were in there. Because that's like something that you don't usually hear on Aria's stuff. Because she's usually so pristine about that kind of stuff. Honestly, I don't know if this was a song that really needed touching up for the most part. I thought there were maybe one or two other songs that you've done that would have been better choices to redo. Like, I think possibly Your Home that you did. I think Broadway Week she did Home.
Yes, Broadway Week.
And then the cloniness from
yes,
the week that you did the non-movie round. You did the song from Anastasia. Those might have been slightly better choices because I think that you had more to improve on because you did improve on this, but then the reverse effect was you improved on things, but then you got worse on some other things. So it's kind of like middle of the road, but it was still extremely, and I love hearing you on this song. But so like, I think that for me, you score higher for me on your just like one time, like just listening to this song as an individual, but you score a little bit lower on the redo part of this part of the thing.
And yeah. So, one part, the other part.
Yeah. Oh, Zell, your mic fixed. Yay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, your mic was failed for a couple minutes there.
Oh, but nice.
Yes, not as failed as it was.
It was magic. Well, a bit no, Jeffers did. He typed it into you.
Oh. I don't pay attention to it. It's because I'm looking at my notes and I'm trying to think of my head.
Well, it's better now. But,
yeah, well, I do agree with Ambie. This was, when I heard which song this was, I was like, really? She's doing this one again? Why? Because I like the original still of this one.
Yeah.
So it was really,
I like both versions.
Right.
Both versions are good. Yeah. Jeffers, what do you have to say?
Yeah, Arya, this was a great choice vocally, and I agree, I like the original a lot too. For me, the biggest improvements throughout the song was your overall tone of your voice that you used. It sounded a lot brighter, and it sounded less Arya, I guess. Because when you sing, sometimes you put on this, like, you have a kind of low tone, and it's mature, and it's a little bit airy sounding, but in this, you sounded a bit more. Her tone was sharper, and it was, it. I don't know how to describe it, but I thought it matched the song better this time around, and I thought your first verse was much stronger. The brighter tone helped bring out the lower notes that sounded a little, not off, but like, not as crisp as they could have been. So for me, this was an improvement, but I have like, no. I didn't notice any of the mixing things, so yeah. But overall, good job, Arya.
No more interruptions from Santa until Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Hey!
There's our Christmas stuff for you right there.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, folks. Happy holidays.
The end.
JC, you are up next.
A far-off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. When I go the distance, I'll be right where I belong. Down an unknown road to embrace my fate. Though that road may wander, it will lead me to you. And 1,000 years would be worth the wait. It might take a lifetime, but somehow I'll see it through. And I won't look back. I can go the distance, and I'll stay on track. No, I won't accept defeat. It's an uphill slope, but I won't lose hope till I go the distance, and my journey is complete. But to look beyond the glory is the hardest part, for hero's strength is measured by his heart. Like a shooting star, I will go the distance. I will search the world. I will face its harms. I don't care how far. I can go the distance till I find my hero's welcome waiting in your arms. I will face its harms till I find my hero's welcome waiting in your arms.
And that was JC with Go the Distance from Hercules. We just recently heard this. This was his judge's pick from the semifinals. Yes. And this is definitely an improvement, for me at least. I don't know about the other two. Right off the bat, the emotion was so much better. There was a lot more life in it and dynamics that the original, I thought, was missing. And your notes were stronger overall. And the ending, I thought, was great. Like, yeah, that strong finish, and then you pulled back for the very end, and just I liked this a lot, and I'm really happy with it. And I know you said, like, in your emails, like, I know that I can do better at it. I just know you can, and you did know, and I'm happy that you were able to redo this, because yay, go JC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
no?
Me? Wait, what?
Oh, yes. No, Jeffers.
Yeah, I thought you picked your song well this for the redo song, JC. There was, like, this and one other song I had in mind, but yeah, good job. Yeah, I agree with Ambi for, like, the most part on everything. Like, your notes were stronger, you had more dynamics, levels, good, emotion was nice. I have some, like, nitpicky things, like, at times, your vibrato was a little heavy for my liking, and occasionally in the chorus when you sang distance, you would hold out the N in distance, like distance, instead of like on the A, which is what I'm more used to hearing. And your heart at 243 was a little flat at the beginning, but you corrected it really fast. Your ending notes were very good, and no fail echo reverb. Good job.
Yeah, I know.
Yay, you redid the song, because we all knew you could pull it off, because you are Hercules' voice. So yeah. It still sounded a little iffy with some of the lower notes, like Waiting for Me near the beginning. And this one little section I really liked was the no, like the spoken no. Like, I really liked that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was little things like that made it so juicy.
Because it popped. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, I pretty much have to agree with Ambi and Jeffers. Good job. Me like.
See, this is what we were looking for when we gave you the judge's choice. This is what we were hoping to see then. So it's nice to see it now.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah.
Done.
And finishing off the redo section is Russ. Russ. Okay, I'm done.
Hakuna Matata. I was a cool young one.
He was a cool young one.
I worked in the colony, paid my dues, accepting without question the prevailing views that a young man's life was one long ride. Digging holes, sending God till it crossed my mind. I was wrong all along. All that I needed was to have heeded. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze. Means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. When I was a shallow youth,
he was a shallow youth.
Fought for perfection, I was never no good. I was a pawn for the game, I saw no trees for the wood. My future stretched behind me, I was over the hill. I put my best foot forward while the other one stood still. Take my word, I have had that I needed is to have heated hakuna matata. What a wonderful phrase, yeah. Hakuna matata ain't no passing grace. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna matata. Hakuna Matata, I hope we have conveyed. You don't have to bust you out of the sun. It's much cooler in the shade. Some say it's just a waste of time, but they don't realize that view is nothing but a crime. We are creatures worldwide.
Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata,
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries.
It means no worries.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase, yeah. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing grace. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Okay, and third and last for the redo round is Rest with Hakuna Matata, pop version, Bahaman version from Disney Channel Week, round six? Yes? No?
Maybe? Yeah, it was main six. Yeah.
Okay. Russ, my jaw dropped at the beginning and I need a moment to like pick it up and put it back on.
Mine's still on the floor somewhere.
Wow.
Wow.
I did not see that coming. I remember distinctly giving you the note that the first part of the song was a little low for you, and it sounded a bit droney. But wow, you really took that to heart. Overall, I thought the range you used on the song was a better match for the backtrack, because it had this kind of goofy, kind of feel-good funniness going on, and it matched it better than your low, more classical-sounding voice did. And your timing was improved for the most part over the course of the song, especially when it came to syncing with the background vocals. I thought you did better this time around than last time. Your second verse, the timing was still rushed here and there, and you consistently sped through "What a Wonderful Phrase" in the chorus throughout the song. You didn't say ass in the bridge, which was
yes.
Cool. And a note here and there sounded on the flatter side, but I mean, you're so high in your range.
This is my first note in it, and whoever I mention in this, I'm not making fun of you or anything. It's just, this is the name that came to me. Omi, is that you?
Oh.
It sounds like Omi for a second. I'm like, wait, is this Russ or... But yeah, so this is falsetto Russ, as I'm going to call him now. I noticed this, for me, it was louder. It was mixed louder. Because he had peaking on a few parts. My notes from the original were, this was one of my least favorites from you. And it did a lot with the timing, the very vocal contrast, like your deeper voice with the goofiness, as Jeffers called it. So I think this voice fit the tone of the song better, as like Jeffers actually called it goofy. But you were still off time for me on a lot of the places. Yeah, I wasn't surprised if you were going to pick this one for your redo. Although I am surprised you actually still went with it. In some sense, there was some kind of an improvement to match your voice with the style of the song. So yeah, I think this was some improvement here. The song's just I don't know. Before I start scrambling brains.
All right. Sit down, Zell. It's okay. Sit down. Take a breather. Have some water. Okay. My first note that I wrote before as soon as I heard the music was, this was definitely the most logical pick for you, because this was the song you definitely had the most to improve on. So potentially this song could have really helped you, but I think it really hurt you. Like, I'm not going to, like, I have to be truthful here. I thought you going falsetto with this was a huge mistake for me, because I personally think that the thing that needed the most improvement in this song was not the fact that you were a bit, it was a bit low for you, but your rhythm in the song. And you didn't, like, the thing that really needed the most improvement took a back seat here to what you did that really, I personally didn't think needed touching up. Like, and it just, it was weird because you got into these high notes and the mixing volume was so high that it started peaking. And I mean, the beat and the rhythm was a bit better, but it still needed more focus. And that was what really needed the fixing here. You tried to fix something that wasn't broken and you broke something. I just think this was a bad idea, Russ. It was a good idea to pick the song, but going with the falsetto with it, I think was an odd choice to make and a bad choice to make for me personally. I'm sorry. I didn't like it. I have to be truthful here. We're in the last episode. It's all or nothing. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
But that's okay. We have one more round of scores still.
You have one more round. Because, I mean, your first song was good. You have one more round to pull yourself back in my eyes, at least. I don't know how they feel, how their ranking is going to be, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, our rankings are really close so far, so it can go any way.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
So, on to round three?
On to round three.
Cool.